This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
I'm so always good. Surprised to hear from Gretchen. That's nice.
Hello, Gretchen.
She's probably surprised to hear from herself as well as she's driving around in Novato at the moment.
All right, man, $1,000.
Oh, yeah. So good.
So good.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I need to read this one because I've never heard of this lady. So I looked her up. Okay. To be fair, I wanted to do the research about, you know, so I'd have something to say about this conversation. And she may be the most beautiful naked lady in the whole wide world.
Oh, goodness.
925 says, Ted Lasso isn't pissed. Have you seen Keely Hazel? She is with Lasso and does nudes. So I'm like, well, let me see this Keely Hazel.
He named the character Keely in Ted Lasso after her. They were just friends.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you knew this lady.
Well, I've heard of her. Yeah, I mean, they supposedly they've taken it to the next level since he got dumped. Keely was there to pick
smokes,
up the pieces.
Man, you got to see this lady. It's like, yikes.
What's her
anyway? It does sound like he has landed smoothly,
damn,
safely,
mm-hmm,
stuck the landing. However you
want
to put it.
Right? Sure.
Wow.
Sarah, I just like to bring him up every time Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde come up.
Yeah, I don't know.
He gets dumped on the show, and it's like a whole,
right,
you know, you just feel for him.
No, I don't really know her. I know that he, you know, because of Ted Lasso, I know that, you know, those two broke up. But I was trying to think, you know, as he was getting himself ready for his big event that night.
Right.
Is she a grown woman sitting there going, you can't wear that. You just can't. You look ridiculous. A sweater vest and a plaid jacket and a feather boa? You can't. Or is she like, whatever you do works?
You know what'd be perfect with that? Hang on, let me go to my boa collection.
I mean, she must support him, right?
Oh, babe,
he wouldn't be hanging.
Beautiful,
if she was,
yeah,
breaking,
yeah,
his,
sure,
eggs as he's headed out to the Grammys.
Right. She has to be supportive. Even if in her head she's going, God, you look like my grandma. Got the grandma chic going on.
Oh, someone says, Sarah, 650, but you have been drinking during the week.
I have broken that rule a few times.
Sarah.
You know, the thing is, we go for these bike rides, and then I'm so thirsty at the end. And we're, mm-hmm, at a restaurant that serves beer. And plus, my son is old enough to drink now, so he's like a big deal for him. And he doesn't want to drink alone, so I'm like, all right, I'll have one too. All right, I'll cheat.
Really have to twist your arm there, huh?
You know, generally, I wouldn't go for that. But then you're at a place where, well, I've had a beer here before. Why would I break with tradition? Yeah, I'm not difficult. Is that what you're getting at? You saying I'm easy?
No,
is that what you're saying?
I do the same
what are you saying?
Thing.
I'm a little beer slut?
No, I do the same thing. I'm like, I'm not going to drink tonight. And my friend's like, should I just get one? I'm like, yeah, you can. I won't get any. And then they're like, well, then I won't. Okay, fine. If you want a drink, I'll get one.
Yeah.
So...
we're easy.
Yeah.
We're in it together.
925 says, my issue with the church's position on gay marriage is if they aren't going to marry sinners, then nobody should be married.
Right.
Well, you know,
that is right.
I guess my point in bringing it up earlier was that the way I heard the news story on the radio,
yes,
it led me to believe, it was a nice tease, and it led me to believe we were going to hear some kind of forward thinking out of the church. But what we really got was exactly what we've always gotten, which is a man and a woman's point on this planet is to procreate. And that's what you're here for. And therefore,
those
we can
the
only bless,
we bless
marriage between a man. And I just went, oh, all right. Well, nothing changed there.
Nope.
That's too bad.
So dumb. For real.
In the meantime, altar boys, run for your lives. There's no one in that institution that will protect you. Thank you.
The pandemic is just another reason for Americans to continue their crappy lifestyle. Shaking my head. Maybe if we took our health seriously, this virus wouldn't have, affected us to the same extent. And P.S., there aren't anti-maskers. There are people who live like we have literally lived our entire lives. And those who choose to wear a mask all the time. Ugh. All right.
All right. Thank you. You seem angry. I hope you have. I really hope you have a good day. I know the time change is very difficult.
It is so hard. It is really... Even though it's we true. See it coming and we know we're not, I even said to myself, don't bitch tomorrow. You already know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
How many times have you
been
a
little bit
this?
Of bitching though feels good, you know, and yet, people can relate, you know, like no one's psyched about today. No one. Well, if you are, what's wrong with you? Go away. Right, Bryn?
What now?
What?
Bryn is having a terribly difficult morning.
Why? What's going on, Bryn?
Not much. I mean, just sleep.
Deprivation.
And, yeah, exactly.
Or lack thereof.
Sorry. Exactly.
Why didn't you sleep, buddy?
There's a lot going on. I'll tell you later on. Thanks.
Oh, dear.
And he fades himself down as he's cackling. That was a solid exit, my friend.
I feel like if I wait long enough, you might fill the space with answers. Is that possible?
That's not for air, that's for sure.
Oh, dear.
A rough patch, for sure.
Oh, my. Sarah, you're fully informed on this?
I know some stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I know the entire extent. I feel like he's done fine this morning, but he keeps saying he's sorry. I'm like... Dude, you're there. You're fine.
Oh, thanks.
It's a rough day. We're all having trouble getting through it.
Yeah, it's a rough day. No problem. Look, and that's the beauty of being on a show with this many people. Like, oh man, I'm gonna need you. We got you. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what it could be, but I have a guess, and I may be completely wrong, but I certainly have gone through my own issues, and I find myself having to leave. I'm over here. That's what's helped me get through some of the hard to do this thing when you've got troubles right in your face.
I don't really have that option right now.
I'll
let you know though.
What about the shed you built in the back? Can you turn that into a spaceship?
No, they know where that is.
Yeah,
so.
Oh no. Yeah. That's too bad. Yeah, yikes. All right, I'll move on. I'll try not to get you off the spot.
Thanks.
Here's a person texting in that says, Bryn, what's wrong?
Oh,
I don't get it.
That's weird.
Even the texters want to know what's wrong. Huh? All right. I'll move on. I'll try and get them off this. Hey, good morning. FYI, when Billie Eilish went up to accept her award, she credited Megan Thee Stallion. She said the award is really Megan's and talked greatly about her and her work and then asked everyone to applaud her.
Yeah. It was really nice, actually.
You know what we didn't talk about, which I thought was neat? I don't think the execution was as good as it could have been, but they did this thing about the music venues, the independent music venues that haven't been in business for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And they had awards done from these particular venues. So one in Nashville and one in LA at the Troubadour. And I don't know if they continued to do that throughout the rest of the show, but
the Apollo.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
But they didn't do the Fox or any of the local places here in the Bay Area, huh?
No. I think it was the Nashville Apollo and then that one.
The Troubadour.
Yeah. So I think it was just those three, actually.
I thought that was a neat way to recognize, you know, these music venues. And one of them, the guy's like name-calling huge stars that started there. And I thought, wow, that's cool. It's like the Nashville one was like, Derek Bentley learned to sing on my stage and showed a picture of the guy like,
how do you sing things? I better learn.
I'm here for open mic night, everybody. Let's see here. How about some recognition for the record Taylor obtained last night? She won Album of the Year for the third time, putting her in a category only Frank Sinatra, Stevie Wonder, and Paul Simon can claim as well.
Congratulations, Taylor. The winning continues. You must be sick of winning by now.
Let's see. Georgia O'Keeffe came through a bunch of times. Noah Cyrus dress was supposed to be a down comforter. She said she didn't want to get out of bed.
Oh, it's adorable. That's a good excuse.
It seemed like everyone's gowns were extra. I think that the Grammys is a night for musicians to kind of go crazy. You expect that.
You can go a little more rock and roll and a little more wackadoodle.
I know they say her said bitch on TV by accident. 510 says that.
Isn't allowed?
I don't know if they dumped that. I didn't get to see her because I left, you know, after a certain point. But I know they dumped Harry Styles on his speech. His whole thing dropped out, and I went, he must have said something.
Didn't want anyone to be offended.
Right. Here's a virginity question hint. Winning.
Duh.
Jeez. Charlie Sheen.
Got Punky Brewster.
Vinny, we rewatched Hancock with Will Smith the other night. Your motto line is from that movie, right? I don't want no trouble. It's not, but if it's in there, then it's a pretty standard, you know, feeling that
it's
people
a pretty
have.
Good, right. Good way to live your life. That I've looks like trouble. I don't want none of that.
And I don't want none. I'm over it. I've had my days of trouble. I don't like it. I'm going to go.
Trouble. See how I'm pulling it? Of course you have it right there. Just trying to cover for you.
They're selling catalytic converters because of their price, or they're stealing catalytic. I'm going to skip it.
Okay.
I don't want to have to correct all that. Did any of the nerds on Alice enjoy pie food yesterday? I made turkey pot pie and pecan pie.
Ooh, turkey pot pie sounds good. No, we didn't do anything special for that.
That's right up your boy's alley, though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. But it didn't even occur to me. We had a cake. I wouldn't have made a pie anyway. We already had cake. We had more than we needed.
925 says, Madison LaCroix has a white girl booty. He should stick with J-Lo.
Oh. Well, he should stick with J-Lo anyway. I mean, they're 4 years in. Like, they're engaged. They should try to make it work. And we're talking about A-Rod and J-Lo, the rumor of the weekend, which maybe you saw in your news alerts. I don't know. I mean, it was every 5 minutes I'd get an alert about it, and it was something different. They're apart. They're together. They're going to be fine. They're breaking up.
I'm sure all the news coverage helps a lot.
Oh, I'm sure, right? I mean, I'm sure they have alerts on there. But, oh, my God, honey, we broke up. Oh, no, okay, we're back together. All right, we're going to be fine.
What's our time like? Okay, let me do one more. Did you guys report on Elizabeth Holmes that she's pregnant? Does Sarah think this will help or hurt her criminal trial?
I didn't know that she was pregnant. Will it hurt her, help her? Hopefully it has nothing to do with that. I don't feel that her motherhood state should be a factor. Maybe they'll be like, okay, when you're done breastfeeding, and then she's one of those ladies that breastfeeds a kid till they're 13.
I absolutely think it's, you know, did she get pregnant to delay the trial? Probably not. Maybe not.
That's what the headlines are saying, is that it's most likely going to be delayed.
Yeah, oh, they're going to delay the trial, though. That's for sure. The trial's delayed, so it will affect the trial.
Helpful for her, sure. Oops, I'm pregnant again. Yes, I figured that breastfeeding would keep me from getting pregnant, but here I am. Oh, well.
It's I'm interested to see how that plays out.
That is such a weird story.
If you don't know the Elizabeth Holmes story, we certainly reported it here, and it's something you should look up. It's about that. What was the name of that blood?
Theranos.
Theranos. That's right.
It's, where you look could that up
take
and
a
read
dab
about
of
it.
Your blood, and it would tell you everything you ever needed to know.
And you don't know. This is the thing. Until my kid recently got sick, which actually it's over a year now, but you don't realize there's a lot of blood tests that happen when someone's sick. And the idea that you could just get a one drop would cover you for it's she really had something going there. If only they really had it.
If they only really right, they didn't really have it. It was just sort of more of an idea that they got billions of dollars for.
Right. We're hoping they could figure out before someone figured it out. Anyway, we're out of time, but thanks so much for sending your text. We'll be back to say goodbye after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for listening today. It's a weird day because of the time change. But don't worry, you'll forget all about that before you know it.
Yeah.
It's a bright sunshine. It is so windy. My power just went out for a little while.
What?
And I have to chalk it up to the wind. Like the whole house shut down, and then about a minute later it came back on, and it was scary, man. I know. Ooh, power. Maybe some turkeys were roosting up there on the wires.
Oh yeah, that old line. Good one.
Well, thank goodness it came back. I mean, I hope that isn't. It is so windy outside right now. It's just insanity.
It's weird. It's not that windy here, but
it's
okay.
Freaking gusts. I mean, like things are blowing across the yard. It's crazy. The cats are going bananas. Anyway, whatever your Monday has in store for you, it looks like it probably won't rain. It's pretty gorgeous out.
Other than the house being blown down.
Sure. Other than the house being blown down, you're going to have a great day. All right, great. 24/7. That's how far into the future we're open here at the Alice. Keep us on all day. We got V Hale coming up right after us. And then, of course, Janie this afternoon. So that's exciting. And we'll meet you back here tomorrow morning at 5:45.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.